broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben, got a big show, really big show for you this morning. Bob Herrig is going to join us, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Bob Bupka is going to join us, the voice of golf on Talk Sport in the UK. Karen Dunphy is going to join us, an LPGA professional, Class A certified Love and Life coach. Chad Higaki is going to join us, 2022 Superintendent of the Year, Golf Course Superintendent at Ted Makalena Golf Course. Ron Syrak is going to join us as well, Golf Channel contributor, award-winning golf writer, and award-winning author with Vision 54's Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen. You know, before we take our break to thank our sponsors, I just want to mention that the easterly winds are with us. Oh, yay, 15 to 20 miles per hour. It actually feels tolerant outside. A lovely coolness in the air, just wonderful. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm taking it for however long it does because the southerlies, they're coming back later. We've got some tea times for you to enjoy on this beautiful day. At Volcano, there's a 9:20, Makalei a 10:10, Poipu. Hey, the men's club from Princeville is playing at Poipu. You can too, 11:40 or 1 p.m. And Hawaii Kai has an 8:50. Waikele, oh, we didn't get an answer there. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:30, 10:18. They can't always answer. They're bringing in the golfers. Eva Beach Golf Course has a 10:26. Makaha East, a 10:57. Wailea, it's the second day of aeration. So there's a kama'aina rate of $59. And there's some tea times that would be 8:50, 9:30, and 10:10. And we'll be back with Ron Syrak after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe, cleanup, 24/7, licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And thank you very much. Let's bring Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, also LPGA Media Excellence Award, author Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen. It includes Play Your Best Golf Now. You need to get it. And he's a member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Danielle, as always, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. It's always my pleasure. And this, it's happening. You know, I mean, they've been playing for, you know, weeks, months, but it's happening. We've got the LPGA in action. We've got an amazing full schedule. As you said in the past, you know, it may seem like they're starting slow, but boy, when they start, it's going to come at us 1 week after another. And what's amazing about this year is we've got an international crown and a Solheim Cup in the same year. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, first off, you're absolutely right. Having three tournaments spread out, three limited field events spread out over 2 months is not the perfect way to start your season. But they did have two major champions win those events, Brooke Henderson and Jin Young Ko. So some of their big names hit the ground running, but this week in Arizona, first full field event of the year. And as you said, we start that run-up of Arizona, California, Hawaii, and then Texas for the first major of the year. But, yeah, the International Crown and Solheim Cup were both impacted by COVID. And it wiped out completely the International Crown, and it forced a delay of the Solheim Cup. So now the Solheim Cup is going to transition to even years starting next year. So we're going to get back-to-back Solheim Cups, 2023, 2024. And then the International Crown returns at a schedule this year at Harding Park. And I love the format of the International Crown. It's probably the format I wish they had for Olympic golf, but so it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, California, isn't that marvelous? I've never been there, but I've seen photographs and I've heard. You've been there. What's it like?
Yeah, you know, first off, look at this. Look, this year, in addition to Harding Park, the women are also going to be playing Pebble Beach this year, Baltusrol. You know, it's going to be a really good year for some top venues for the women. And as you know, and I've said this to you before, one of the great things when the women go to venues that golf fans who may not necessarily be fans of women's golf, but golf fans have seen the men play there before, they're going to tune in just to see how the course is set up and how the women are going to play there. Harding Park, of course, was that great PGA Championship victory for Colin Morikawa. He drove the green on the par four 16th hole to nail it down. It's a spectacular area for golf courses right there. Harding Park and the Olympic Club, San Francisco Golf Club, all within a very, very close area, hugging the water. It's going to be cool there in the morning and probably breezy all day.
Breezy all day. Yeah. So we've got the International Crown, Solheim Cup, same year. The 2023 Hanwha Life Plus. I almost thought I was reading some, you know, supplement that you were supposed to take. And then I got to International Crown. So they've got a great sponsor. And that'll be held at TPC Harding Park. It's May 4th through the 7th. And I just thought you should know, everybody, they're looking for volunteers. And it's a really cool volunteer package. And you can find out more about it at crown.lpga.com. And then in 2014, we had Spain winning at Caves Valley. In 2015, the U.S. won at the Merritt Club in Chicago. And in 2018, the Republic of Korea won on the Jack Nicklaus Golf Club Korea. You think they might have had just a little bit of a, you know, location advantage? Will being at TPC help the U.S. team?
Well, you know, it's got to. The 2021 was supposed to be in England, and that was wiped out by COVID. But yes, it will. It will help in the sense that the fan support that they're going to get out there. But if you look at it, the last two have been won by Korea and by the United States, and those are the top two seeds going into this year. You know, But as we saw in that first one at Caves Valley in 2014, Spain sort of came, the U.S. and South Korea were the favorites that year, too. And Spain sort of came out of nowhere.
Yes.
So, you know, I would think this year a dark horse you might be looking for, Thailand, you know.
Oh, yeah.
a lot of really good golfers coming out of Thailand right now. We're going in expecting that the teams to beat are the United States and South Korea. But there's going to be a lot of really good golfers. Eight countries, four players per country. And it's just, as I said, a wonderful, wonderful format.
And we're not going to know who the players are for the various teams that are going to get in. And I guess, you know, everything is determined by the players who qualify, then their countries get in, or are there set countries that play?
We know the eight countries that are going to be there. They were based on what the world rankings were, I believe, at the end of the year. And then the four players for the eight countries will be determined about 2 weeks before the, I believe it's going to be after the Chevron Championship. And it goes strictly off the Rolex rankings. The eight countries get in who have the lowest cumulative world rankings, you know, and you look at South Korea's got four players in the top 10 in the world rankings. United States has got three. So the countries are determined by the lowest cumulative world rankings for their top four players, and then their top four players after the Chevron Championship will be their team.
Awesome. Awesome. It's just really exciting. We have a lot of dedicated volunteers in Hawaii. It would be so easy to go over to San Francisco to to volunteer for this event and get involved and really see some of the best players in the world playing, which, of course, we'll see again in 6 months when the Solheim Cup is played. And is it going to be at the Finca Cortezan in Andalucía, Spain, September 18th to the 24th?
Yep. You know, they're starting to be able to move that event around now. I remember it was 20 years ago in 2003 was the first time that Europe had hosted a Solheim Cup that wasn't in Britain. That was at Barsebäck, Sweden, and incredible competition. Sorenstam led Europe to a victory in her homeland, in her native country. It was very, very excited. But this year going to Spain, and it's another example of how the game's growing on the continent. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's not just in Britain anymore. It is all over the continent.
It's awesome. It's really good. The game is everywhere. I'm hosting a gentleman from Uganda who's growing the game in Africa, you know, with his academy, Afria Academy, and it's wonderful. There are people across the United States lending him information. You know, it's just wonderful to see. He knows that the game of golf will enhance the children's lives as they grow older.
Yeah, you know, when I went to the only golf course in Rwanda, which is right next door to Uganda there, and many of the golf courses, I would say most of them, golf in most of those countries were brought into the African countries by diplomats, you know, from other countries who liked to play golf. And then it started to spread to where people, as the countries democratized more, it started to spread to where the people who lived there started to play the game more. And it's definitely growing in Africa.
Yeah, it's great. This is, tell me, you know, I was kind of surprised. Swinging Skirts, maybe I wasn't surprised, but Swinging Skirts has been canceled. Is that a permanent cancellation or just because of the getting back from COVID, the schedules being all out of whack?
Yeah, the press release that they put out on that did not indicate that it was a permanent cancellation, that we could be seeing back, but there was also wiggle room for it to go either way. But, you know, we had we had another event that was supposed to be on mainland China that canceled early in the year. There's still a lot of uncertainties involving COVID in that part of the world.
Yeah. Nelly Korda won the previous two, the 2018 and the 2019. Then there was then it was supposed to be in October at Miramar, and now it's just that they're going to just have to wait. But the LPGA confirmed another event would take its place on the schedule. Details to be announced next week. Have you heard?
Yeah,
anything?
I have not heard. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But you know, the LPGA has done an amazing job of filling holes in the schedule, and this week is one, the Drive On Championship in Arizona. The Drive On was first played in Toledo in 2020, coming right out of COVID, and the LPGA created this event, funded this event, went out and with hat in hand to some of his other corporate partners to get the money to put up a purse to pay for setting up the venue and everything. And now they've had drive-on events in Ohio, in Georgia, in Florida, and now one in Arizona. And it really is this incredible effort by the LPGA to make sure its players, and originally it was to fill in gaps caused by COVID, but to make sure their players have enough place to play and enough place to go out, honestly, and make a living.
Yeah. Now, what happened to the Founders Cup?
Founders Cup's in New Jersey. The sponsor that wanted to support it in Arizona got on board and said, yeah, we'll do it, but we need to be closer to our corporate headquarters. So it's going to be, I think it's the week, it might be the week right after. It's in May. I think it might be the week after the International Crown. But it's being played in New Jersey now.
Okay, that's what confused me. It's like I thought it was going to be in Arizona because of all the, you know, Marilyn Smith and a lot of the other founders being so close by. Okay, so the LPGA Drive On Championship, Superstition Mountain Golf and Country Club, and devilishly difficult hole locations with, I mean, it's like the hole location is almost right next to the collection area. It was like, oh, my God, I would be down in that swale.
I've been to I covered five Safeway Internationals at Superstition Mountain, and they were won by those five tournaments. The first time the LPGA was playing, they were won by Sorenstam, Inkster, Ochoa. So it's the five times that the LPGA's played there, they've turned out five Hall of Fame winners. So it's a demanding golf course, and you know, it's classic desert golf. You get off the fairway and you got to deal with cactus, sand, and rattlesnakes. So.
Yikes! And you should be wearing boots, those really thick leather boots instead of nice light golf shoes. So in the window that I happen to have time to watch, right, I see Jessica Korda and Lexi Thompson, two big names, having really bad days. I mean, oh my. Did you happen to catch any of their golf?
Yeah, Lexi shot four over. You know, this is her debut. She hadn't played any of the first three events. And you know, amazingly, she wasn't qualified for the Tournament of Champions. This is, you know, this is a player who went seven straight years with at least one victory for seven consecutive years. But now she hasn't won since 2019. And I, you know, she's only 28 years old. I was really curious to see how she was going to play this week, because I'm curious as to whether there's going to be a second act to the Lexi drama here, because she's got so much talent, but she's just really struggled the last couple of years, and it doesn't look like she's off to a good start to this season. She's almost certainly going to miss the cut, and I think she's right now six strokes outside of where the cut is. And as far as Jessica is concerned, you know, it's an interesting situation. The Korda sisters are much like the Williams sisters in tennis, where the younger one's going to end up being better than the big sister, because they had, I think, in part because they had somebody to show them what was possible and show them the way.
Absolutely. And they want to beat their big sister.
Exactly. And it made them teach. It taught them that anything's possible. So, like Serena Williams, Nellie Korda is going to be the better of the two.
Yeah, and she's not having the best of tournaments. She's tied for 15th the last time I checked the leaderboard. You know, it's underway. I think it's happening.
She finished top 10 the first three tournaments of the year. So, you know, I think she's building her game towards that first major of the year. I think that's what she's got her sights on.
Yes, absolutely. Now the leaders. Maria Jutanugarn, now I'm going to mess up this name because I've never said it before, Maddie Zverich from Canada?
Zverich.
And Jenny Shin, great players all, you know, and seeing Maria Jutanugarn ahead, is she older or younger than Aria?
She was the big sister, yep.
Interesting.
Yep. She was out there first. In fact, she was Rookie of the Year. I think they're a year apart. Again, her sister Aria has been more successful than Maria has been. So it's the same sort of thing there. And you look at Sarah, she's number 536 in the Rolex rankings. You know, 26 years old from Canada. She's got $47,000 in career earnings. So. This is not a spot that she's been used to. On the other hand, Jenny Shin, who's the third person tied for the lead after the first round, is somebody who's been on tour since 2011. This is her 12th year out there, and she's won, I think, one tournament. But she's another example of the kind of player who just grinds week in and week out and week in and makes enough money to keep her card, makes enough money to make a living to stay out there, but hasn't really broken out to that next level.
Yeah. And then there's Lilia Vu. She's a solo fourth. I mean, she's fourth position. Anyway, Lilia, she's amazing. Watching her play, she's, it's like come from nowhere. You know, not really.
Well, yeah, you know, she's won the other, I said the first of the first three tournaments of the year, they're won by Brooke Henderson and Jin Young Ko, both major champions, but the third one was won by Lilia, you know. So she's a California native, went to play college golf at UCLA, 26 years old, and I think, you know, a lot of these players who went to college the whole way, you know, they're not the team sensations out there. So they start to hit their peak more in the more traditional sense, like late 20s, you know, not at 18, 19 years old. And I think that the Lily is turning out to be another one of those. And I have to say that the person I've been touting since the end of last year is somebody to keep an eye on, Allison Corpus.
Oh, yeah.
She's six under, you know. She finished last year with four straight top 20 finishes. And she's going to win a tournament this year.
Yay! I'm so glad, because she was my next stop on the leaderboard. Yeah. I'm so excited for Allison. She's just right in there lately, just right in there. And it's just, yes, it's chicken skin for us. That's goosebumps. Arya Chutanagarn is at T39. So she's kind of hanging in there. Looks like she'll make the cut. I've always been kind of partial to her. I don't know what it is about her. There's something shy and yet fierce, you know, the way she strikes the ball. I think she's going to pull it all back together again, or not.
she's amazing. She certainly has been all over the place. One of my favorite things that I ever covered was her winning the U.S. Open at Shoal Creek in a playoff after shooting 41 on the back nine on Sunday. You know, she kicked the tournament away. She had a huge lead going to the back nine, shoots 41, and then comes back and wins it in a playoff. I mean, that says something about mental resiliency right there.
She needs to be under serious pressure for her to pull it all together. Yes, it's just wonderful. So you must be just really enjoying the fact that everything's kicking back in. And how? What are you looking forward to this year the most? Don't tell me the Masters.
Well, I mean, that's always something to look forward to.
Yes.
I just think that in golf in general, we are still in for both the men's game and the women's game, we are between superstars, you know. No one has stepped up to replace Tiger Woods. No one has stepped up to replace Annika Sorensen.
Mm-hmm.
And that breakout player always comes along, you know. It's generational. It happens, you know, just like, you know, on the men's side, it went from Ben Hogan to Jack Nicklaus to Tiger Woods, you know. But there's a gap in between. And I think the same thing's happening on the women's side right now, too. And we're waiting to see who's going to be that next breakout star. Who's going to be that person who not only goes out and wins four or five times in a major in a year, but does it two or three years in a row?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what we've been missing.
Yeah.
Is the person who builds on it.
Yeah.
You know, Jin Young Ko, if she gets back healthy, could be that person. I think that she was thrown off part by injury, majorly by COVID and the COVID interruptions. You know, she barely played in 20 and 21. So she's still just getting back to her form. But who's going to be that person? We thought it might be Lexi Thompson at one point, you know. Going way back, we thought it was going to be Michelle Wheat. But I always say this, every time we've said something, we thought it was going to be Jordan Spieth, we thought it was going to be Rory McIlroy. Every time we crown somebody to be the next great player, and they don't become great, it should make us appreciate Tiger Woods and Annika Sorenstam even more.
Even that, yes. Ron Sirach, I hope you'll be on during the Masters tournament. It'll be fun talking with you again if you've got the time. I know you're busy. I look forward to talking to you whenever you do have it. And thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us this morning.
Talk to you down the road, my friend. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Somebody really special is now Superintendent of the Year. His name is Chad Higaki. We're going to talk with him right after this. He's over at Ted Makalena Golf Course. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Nice door. Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Yes, Mike, it is. Rayner has helped thousands of Hawaii homeowners improve their home's beauty and safety with a new door over the years. We specialize in helping people get the right door so they can enjoy their door now while adding to the value and security of their home.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rayner Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Chad Higaki, Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association 2022 Superintendent of the Year. He's at Ted Makalena Golf Course, City and County of Honolulu, of course. And if you ever drive down to the soccer park, you go right past it. From Waipahu, you make that turn to the Waipio Point Access Road. On your right, you'll see Ted Makalena Golf Course. Welcome into the clubhouse, Chad.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, and congratulations on your Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association 2022 Superintendent of the Year Award. In talking with you, I gather you can't take all the credit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm so humbled and thankful that, you know, I got this award. And really, it's just a tribute to all my staff and administration and people who helped me along the way. So it's just really humbling and for me.
Yeah. And when you said administration, you know, we always think of a team of guys going out and working to make sure the golf course is in excellent condition, handling all the different things outside. But the administration is really important. Now, when you're a team in that, if something needs to be done, the administration comes in and they assist you in accomplishing what you need to do.
Yes, exactly. It's a team effort that they are hands-on, get to know what they need and just help us with every aspect of the golf course or running it, you know.
That's awesome. So the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association is the organization in Hawaii that's dedicated to leading the Hawaiian golf industry by serving the HGCSA, that is HGCSA members, advancing the science of turf grass management, collecting and disseminating information concerning efficient and economical management of golf courses, related environmental issues, monitoring legislative agendas which concern the golf community. So that's really what they do to make sure that everything is being done in a really economical but ecological way that is good for the aina. And you being so close to the water, I mean, one of the views that we've got a sidebar here real quick. When you're driving down Waipio Point Access Road and you see Ted Makalena on the right, you're probably not going to miss it because you're on the left, you see all these big ships in the harbor.
Exactly.
What a view.
Yes, it's unique for us. And like I said, it's one of our focal points where people ask where we're located. And once you mention the ships on the left, oh, I know where that is. Yeah.
Yes, and you were telling me that that's where they film Pearl Harbor?
Yes, I was told, you know, before I started, I guess the film was done there, and those abandoned ships were some of the backdrops or the actual ships on the film.
Yeah. So
that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, mothballed. They're mothballed.
Yeah.
They're waiting to be called back into action. Yeah, the Ted Makalena golf courses on that stretch of the peninsula, the Waipio Point Peninsula. And it's in fabulous shape. When I go by, I'm looking at it, and it looks beautiful. What are the challenges of dealing with not just the being close to this salt air, the spray from the ocean, but I imagine the water table beneath the golf course is, you probably come to some brackish water pretty quickly.
Yeah, so it is right there at the sea level. And we did notice, you know, when we do irrigation repairs that the water level is right there, you know, close to the root zone. And so we know that that area is saturated with salt. So one of the things the superintendent before me, Glenn Kukuni, is they introduced the seashore paspalum grass, which is more prone to salinity, or does better. It can withstand that salinity levels. And that grass is, you know, taking over on the golf courses, which is what you see is that nice, lush green color.
And what do you use on the greens?
So, yeah, the greens were converted to the seashore paspalum. And it's definitely more able to withstand that salinity or salt air from the ocean. And it's just a better grass for us. It works way better.
Yeah. So it works as your on the green as well as your on the fairway? That it can be just depending on what you mow.
It's starting to spread in some areas. And it's, again, a more dominant grass that eventually will take over, which is good for us with more consistency. Yeah,
right on. And you can, as you mow it, that's how you determine, you know, it's, you cut it down nice and short on the green, and you let it grow a little bit in the fairway. So would it work in somebody's yard?
Oh yes, definitely. That's one of the popular grasses that homeowners use, and it's fairly inexpensive and easy to take care of. So
yeah, great. So we've had a lot of water coming out of the sky, at least in the last.
Yes.
We did. And then it got really hot and everything's growing. Yeah. Just so happy.
Yeah, that's helping us look so nice. And again, Mother Nature is just something that helps everybody. So
yeah. Do you need a lot of watering, or is this a strong grass that doesn't need to be tended to meticulously?
I would say it's not as drought tolerant as a zoysia grass, which would be more, you know, does better in the drier areas. But this grass, again, it adapts to the salt water, and again, again, it's fairly moderate as far as sunlight too.
Yeah, so it's okay. It doesn't need, you know, everybody always worries about amount of water that we have being finite to a degree, right? And dependent on the rainfall and how we take care of. To me, a golf course is not just a place where people play golf. It's a place where flora and fauna, there's a whole place where birds can stay and be safe and other creatures. And that's good for everybody. It makes for the diversity that we want to maintain. And I imagine, what kind of wildlife on the course do we see at Ted Makalena?
We see the Hawaiian stilt. I see them around early in the mornings. Another one we have is a plover. Not sure if you're familiar with that one. It's another bird that hangs out. We also see, we have egrets, which follow our mowers around.
Yes, I love them.
They go after the bugs.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's a natural environment that again, it's good for people to get out there and exercise. And the grass acts like a filter, filters all our rainwater, stormwater. So
yeah, it's wonderful. One of our little rejoiners, as we call them in the radio business, the gentleman says, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that? Usually they're stealing sandwiches, aren't they? Do they still?
Yes. We had a problem with that for a while, and we'd have to warn the golfers, don't leave your musubis in the golf cart. Even I heard minor birds are attacking or are smart enough to go into the cart. So.
Oh, yeah. I bet they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. Chad Higaki, Superintendent of the Year at Ted Makalena Golf Course, City and County of Honolulu. Thank you so much for...
Thank you. Thank you, Danielle.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. Honor. Aloha.
Okay.
Thank you. We're going to come back and we're going to have a little life coaching. That's right. Karen Dunphy, LPGA Professional Class A and Certified Love and Life Coach, is going to be with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is
that? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the brake, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter?
I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Karen Dunphy, LPGA Professional Class A, certified Love and Life Coach and licensed practitioner, Center for Spiritual Living, Greater Las Vegas is where she's at. And she's author of Make 'em Beg to Play Golf with You. Welcome into the clubhouse, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. The last time we talked, you were at the ANA Inspiration. It was 105 degrees. Of course, yeah. Now there's the Chevron Championship played in Texas at the club at Carlton Woods. That's a Jack Nicklaus course, not in Palm Springs at Mission Hills. So it's going to be a little bit different, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I need to ask you, when you talk about your book, Make 'em Beg to Play Golf with You, why is that important? Why would I want somebody to beg to play golf with me?
Well, I think it's about the journey to arrive at that point and just to enjoy the process. You know, this climbing the ladder from new golfer to good golfer and all of the things in between and the things that can derail you, you know, to really enjoying a good game, really a fun-filled game. So make them beg to play golf with you is that state of being that you wind up in when you feel really, really good in your skin. And you yeah. act as a magnet, and people get drawn to you because you are, you know, you're just magnetic.
I like that. So becoming somebody that people want to play golf with because you're good and you're comfortable in your skin, as you said. Now, as a life coach, how do you help people become comfortable in their own skin?
Well, that's in the coaching process, you know, in golf coaching and in life coaching, there's a paradigm that's still the same, which is we look in to see, you know, where a person is and where they say they want to be. And then we look to see, well, what are you doing now that supports you getting to where you want to be? And what are you doing that doesn't support you to getting to where you want to be? And how do we bridge that gap and move you on, whether it's in golf or life? And I know you know, Danielle, that golf is a great metaphor for life.
Mm-hmm.
So moving into life coaching was a perfect right transition for me. And going through... It was the last great effort for me to really become complete in my life, which is to move into life coaching, because it was sort of a challenge. I challenged myself to see if I could fix what was still not right with me. And I got the shock of my life. I was just so pleased. And so that's like the cherry on the top of the sundae.
Yeah.
So it's just like you know, sometimes we know we're stuck, and we may even know that we're doing something patently wrong, but we have blind spots, and that's what our coaches do, is they help us to see the blind spot and to, you know, carefully craft a mutual solution.
Interesting.
And move towards resolving or dissolving it, because sometimes an issue is so deep and buried so long ago, it quite frankly won't ever go away, but it won't have any more power over you anymore.
Very good point. It's not like it's going to disappear because it's been with you through. And some people don't want it to go away because they're so comfortable in what was. They don't want it to, oh, what am I going to do if I lose that part of me? Well, probably incorporate something better. But I need to ask you, you said, you know, some people want to know how they can get to where they want to be. A lot of people don't even know where they want to be. How do you find out where you want to be and where you want to go?
Well, one of my favorite mentors, you know, Stephen Covey, he says you got to begin with the end in mind. And if you're not clear with where you want to go, you need coaching on figuring out where you want to go. So, you know, some people, you know, say, I'm not successful. I say, well, you ought to study success. So we take, for example, a complainer, somebody who's a habitual complainer. They fill up their life with complaining. And it takes up so much of their life, they don't have any space for anything else. You see them on the golf course all the time, you know?
Oh, goodness.
And there you go. And you go like, wow, I don't want to be around that person. You know, in golf mastery, you know, you need to be in command of, you know, your physical, mental, emotional, you know, your physical skills and social and these skills. And And somebody can just, you know, sink your ship if you're not, you know, prepared to handle somebody who's a pain in your ass on the golf course. Pardon my French.
We don't have any beep sounders.
I promise I would skip the French.
No more French, okay? We're speaking English here.
Okay. So good to be with you.
It's good to be with you. All right. So let's get down to how do we get in touch with you if we're interested in, you know, A, figuring out where we want to go, or B, finding out why we're not happy when we thought we got to where we wanted to go. I mean, that's there's that too.
Yeah. And one of the I can just point to one quality that really just rang my bell in reinvention coaching, which is what I specialize in, which is to learn to embrace all qualities. Those parts of us that we really don't like, we get to embrace those too. And that is a huge chunk of what it takes to be at peace with yourself. And people can reach me at, I do have a new a website up, and it's KarenDunphy.com, and has sort of a different spelling, K-A-R-Y-N. And then DUNPHY.com. And so you can see my backstory and some of the quote unquote miracles that have occurred in my life and how I can help other people to create a little bit more miracle-based activity in their life too.
Tell us a little bit about Nancy Levin, your 11 golf coach. I'm rather life coach. Yeah.
Yeah. So Nancy Levin, multiple best-selling author, was program director for Louise Hay, who we like to say is the mother of affirmations, and is a great healer of the world, along the ranks with Wayne Dyer and Marianne Williamson, Deepak Chopra, the rest of the big gurus out there, a lot of big gurus out there. And so she's from that lineage, and she was, you know, basically realized her calling, which is to, you know, get into the life coaching. And she opened, after getting seasoned and mastery, she master life coach, then she opened Levin Life Coach Academy. And I was exposed to that when I started to try to write a memoir, and I saw that she was part of Hay House group of authors. So Hay House Publishing has a group of authors that's just beautiful. Nancy Levin is part of that group. So one of the books that I use for reinvention is called The Art of Change. And she's also written Setting Boundaries Will Set You Free. Also Worthy, which is the worthiness is the underlying trouble for so many people, because they just don't feel they're worthy of living the life of their dreams. So I take dead aim at worthiness inside of self-worth, inside of reinvention coaching, to make sure that the space is open for change to occur. You can't fill up a bucket that's already full, so we have to create some space.
Yes, and you know, what's really important is that, you know, you learn to like yourself a little bit, you know, and know that you are deserving to feel good. A lot of people have been raised in a way that, you know, has been a negative world, and they're not supposed to think good of themselves. That's egotistical.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Right? So...
I'll go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go. No, you take away.
Yeah, because I'll put this in. The Louise Hay, who's just the spiritual grandmother, really, to us all. Sent, divinely sent. She used to do a thing called the mirror test, and on any listener, I invite to take note of this to help you live your best and most loving life, because love is all there is, and that's true. So when you look in the mirror, if you catch a reflection anywhere you are, if you're in a shopping center or whatever, you should be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. And what... So,
What we most of us do, at least the females, you know, most of us stop and go, oh God, let me see now. What, really? Do I look like that? I didn't do my hair.
Hello. I tell you. My God. It's like craziness, you know. How on earth are you going to ever become a good golfer if you hate yourself?
Oh, that's a good one. That is so good. And that's why I like talking with you. Karen Dunphy, LPGA professional, Class A, certified love and life coach. You know, and this is what's important is to understand what you just said about, you know, how are you going to be a good golfer if you don't like yourself? Really, that's a very good key. And you can get in touch with her. KarenDunphy.com. All right. Karen, KarenDunphy. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse. A real pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. I've been blessed. I look forward to many, many more.
Good. Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Bob Bupka standing by because we want to know what Bob thinks about all this stuff. You know, like Rory McIlroy says he's going to play the new local, that model local rule, the shorter distance ball, so that he's ready for the majors. So he's going to play the shorter ball, even when he doesn't have to, because the PGA Tour probably won't accept it, because the PGA Tour is made up of members, like all the PGA professionals who play, all the PGA Tour guys, they're members. They're in charge of the PGA Tour. It's not some commissioner. He's chosen by them to run the joint. So they make the rules. And if they say, nope, we're not going to do this, they're not going to do it. But he says he's going to do it anyway because he says it'll prepare him. We'll see. You know, some say, ah, sure, Rory. We'll see what Bob Bupka, he worked for the PGA Tour. He was, you know, he did all this radio stuff for them and did just a whole lot of stuff. He's got some great insights, and we'll be back with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Bob Bupka is the voice of golf for TalkSport in the UK. He's co-host of Musings on Golf with Bob Bupka and Kelly Alban. He's author, The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. It was released in its first ebook edition by Diversion Books. It's been updated and revised. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bobby.
Danielle, always a pleasure. And I know time's a little tight. We want to get to that golf ball. But I'm going to share two good feeling stories first.
Good.
First off, Danielle, I have my brother and his wife and my sister here visiting from the East Coast. And to me, that's like me covering the Masters, the U.S. Open, the British Open, and the PGA all at once.
Oh, wow.
That's how excited I am.
Oh, that's
but here's the real behind-the-scenes story.
Okay.
A week ago, Webb Simpson had a meeting with his caddy, Paul Lasorie. Paul Lasorie is one of the best caddies on tour, a former player. They've been together quite a while. Webb Simpson said, "Hey, Paul, I'm getting up in age just a little bit. I want to do something for you." And Paul said, "What's that?" Paul said, Webb said, I want to make a phone call and see if I can get you another bag. So who does Webb Simpson call? He calls Cameron Young, one of the rising superstars on the PGA Tour. Cameron Young says, "I'd be honored to have Paul Lasorie as my caddy." They're playing now in the match play. If Cameron Young wins this weekend, Paul Lasorie is going to put in his pocket over $400,000, all because of a phone call from Webb Simpson.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. And I like your first one. What are you folks doing?
We're doing anything and everything we want. I tell you what, sitting down for a cup of coffee with my brother and my sister and his wife and Janice is all I need in this world.
That's so good. It's
That's
wonderful.
My sister saying she's eating barbecue. All right, let's get to the golf ball issue.
Oh, yes.
I don't care what Rory McIlroy says. I for one, firmly believe there's never going to be a golf ball issue, because what manufacturers are going to manufacture that golf ball? They're not going to work against themselves. And the majority of the players, they want no part of it. That means there'll be two games, one game that the amateurs play and one game that the pros play. One of the benchmarks of the PGA Tour is fans could always know they were playing the same game as the pros, obviously not just as well.
All right. Well, a lot of the guys play with golf balls that we can't even buy because or use because they're so good at what they do. And, you know, there's those of us who just don't have that level of competence. So you really think that there'll never be the model local rule that will require a ball that's not going to go as far?
No way.
Oh.
No way.
Interesting.
You know, they talk about the golf courses becoming obsolete.
Yeah.
They can make the fairways narrower. They can put more bunkers in. They could cut the holes in tougher locations on the greens. There's a lot of things to do before they have to come down and play with a different ball.
Hey, they could also make the guys pay for the longer golf course.
Everybody says, "Oh, the courses are too short." Well, they're short, but you can make them tougher, and then it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, I've played par three holes that are 120, 130 yards that are tougher than a 230-yard par three.
Uh-huh.
So length of the hole doesn't really have that much to do.
Excellent. So it's never going to happen, period.
Never going to happen. Take my word for it.
So, and this is the USGA and the RNA. These are the, you know, the big boobahs of rulemaking. You think they've done... Yes?
They're the two big rulemakers, but they got to deal with the PGA Tour, and that's going to be the roadblock.
Okay. All right. Well, this is interesting. Also, though, couldn't they decide that for their events, there would be that model local rule and the PGA Tour simply would play with whatever it wanted to play with? There could be two different balls then.
Yeah, I don't think that the USGA, I think after much more discussion about this, it'll just fade away.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
You know, what they're trying to do, Danielle, right now is solve a problem that really doesn't exist.
All right. Interesting. Okay. So, you know what I wanted to bring up today as I was watching the match play that's being played, and I was thinking, what a shame. Why are they not continuing? It doesn't have to be a world golf event. Sure, they're all gone. This is the last time they're going to play the match play event. It's exciting this year.
Yeah, but let me share a secret with you.
Okay.
When this match play started out, and it was out in Arizona, it was a different format. On Wednesday, there were 32 matches. 32 matches and 32 losers and 32 winners. It was by far the single most exciting day on the golf calendar. You know, you had 32 winners in one day.
Yeah.
The next day you had 16 winners, then down to 8, then down to 4, and then Sunday came 2. You know, doing it this way with the round robin and points and half points and all that, my head's spinning. I got to call Janice in now, watching match play.
Yes.
And she has to explain to me what's going on.
Yeah, no, I get that part, because that was confusing to me as well. But I'm watching, you know, Sam Burns is two up. Mackenzie Hughes is two up over Sam Burns. And then we've got Jason Day. Jason Day is tied with Scottie Scheffler. The fact that Jason Day is coming on so strong is fantastic. We've got Xander Schauffele playing against Rory McIlroy, who hasn't lost yet. Kurt Kitayama, he's up against Cameron Young. It's Max Homa is, Mackenzie Hughes beat Max. You know, I shouldn't really talk about all this because somebody may be recording it. I apologize if I've messed your day up. But all of these things.
Naughty Danielle.
Messed it up again. But this, you think this is really going to be the end of match play on the PGA Tour? It seems a shame.
It will be for 3 or 4 years, and then they'll realize what a gem they really have, and I feel strongly it'll come back.
Okay, you do. All right. So are you guys all writing this stuff down? No, model rope. Okay, and then match play coming back. Got this all down. Because Bob Bupka has an absolutely stellar ability to call, and then it comes true. So that's what we're going to go with, Bobby. I'm sorry that I used that name. It's Bob Bupka, and that's all there. I just wanted to say something endearing, and I've messed it up again. Anyway, the Masters is coming up, and you're not going to be there, I don't imagine. Are you going to drive?
I'm going to be covering it.
Yes. Will you be on the show with me?
I certainly would be honored to be on the show with you.
I would really like that because your insights are wonderful. What do you see for Augusta this year?
Right now, my long-range forecast is that Patrick Cantlay is going to win the Masters.
Okay, Patrick Cantlay. Why do you think Patrick Cantlay is going to win?
So he's a world-class player. His game is coming into shape. Augusta National suits him. And, you know, everybody in the world obviously is going to be pulling for Rory McIlroy.
That's what I was just
going
to say.
Rory McIlroy is going to be going in there in great form. He was just up there last week playing a couple of practice rounds. And he loves the way his game is rounding into shape. And, of course, he needs that to become, the sixth player in golf history to win all four majors.
Yes, and you know, and for his self-esteem to be anywhere near 100%, because he can't walk around without a green jacket and feel like he's accomplished anything in the world of golf. It's that big a deal. Now, what about him going from the 46 to 44 length driver? Is that going to help him?
Well, I'm watching him this week hit 350-yard drives. If that drive is shorter, everybody listening should go out and cut their driver down about 2 inches, and then they're going to hit it further.
Don't do what Bob just said. Have somebody do it professionally.
Yeah, don't do it with a pair of scissors.
All right. Oh, what else are you watching in the game?
What else am I watching?
You just cut my entire conversation apart when you said it's not going to happen on the model local rule. Just like had a whole.
You
segment.
Want me to lie to you?
No.
After all these years, do you want me to lie to you?
Not even in my wildest dreams do I want you to lie. I want you to be straight up like you always are. Bob Bubka, but see, that it took all of 30 seconds for that, and then I'd say, oh, thanks, nice talking to you, Bob, bye.
Yeah, I ruined more golf posts than you could shake a stick at. Don't worry about that.
Okay, and then, all right, so let's go with the 2024 Hall of Famers. All right, these people will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and that is Patrick Harrington, Sandra
Palmer.
Well-deserved. Sandra Palmer.
Well-deserved.
The late Johnny Farrell.
Way overdue.
Okay. The late Beverly Hansen.
Didn't really know much about her, but I'll go along with the committee that puts people in the Hall of Fame. She had to be special if she's going to be in the Hall.
Yep. And Tom Weisskopf.
Boy, oh boy. I was good friends with Tom, and it was a big blow to me when he passed away. And I'm really appreciative of the fact that he's going into the Hall of Fame. Not only as a player, I mean, he played, you know, at his best, he was up against Jack Nicklaus. Take Jack Nicklaus out of the picture, Tom Weisskopf would have been a Tiger Woods.
There you go. Yes. So, and the 13 LPGA founders will be inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame as part of the class of 2024. And it's about time they all got in. This has been so piecemeal. Bob Bubka, thank you for being in the clubhouse. I'm going to have to write down a lot more questions for you in the future so I don't get, you know, like, that's it. It's not going to be no model local rule. It's never going to happen. End of story. Thank you, Bob.
Well, Danielle, one quick thing.
Yes.
Pretty soon, you're going to be nominated for that World Golf Radio Hall of Fame.
Okay. I didn't know there was one.
I'll make it up.
I love you. All right. Say hi to Janice and the whole family for me. Aloha.
Take care. Love being on with you.
Love you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We're going to come back, and we've got Bob Herrig. We're going to talk all about what's going on in golf with Sports Illustrated senior writer Bob Herrig. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
KORLYNI, Honolulu.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant.
compliant.
Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement.
Call 528-3434.
And now,
get MD cleaned.
Nice door. Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Yes, Mike, it is. Rayner has helped thousands of Hawaii homeowners improve their home's beauty and safety with a new door over the years. We specialize in helping people get the right door so they can enjoy their door now while adding to the value and security of their home.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rayner Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, author of Tiger and Phil Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry, Golf Writers Association of America member, of course, attended the Indiana University on an Evans Scholarship. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Hey, Danielle, how are you today?
Excellent. And how are you and where are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. I am at home in Florida. I've been out five straight weeks, including a home game last week at the Valspar. So it's I'm just watching the match play from afar this time.
Good for you. After 5 weeks on the road, you should be at home. I'm so honored that you take the time out of your busy schedule, I mean, out of your not-to-be-busy schedule, whatever it is you do at home, thank you for being inside the clubhouse.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I got to talk about this, folks. I hope you don't mind. Jason Day just beat Matt Kuchar. Is that correct? Am I looking at the right time frame here?
Yeah, I believe he did. It's a great... nice little resurgence for Jason Day this year. He's, he's going to be in the Masters. He hasn't been last year, and obviously have been struggling. And he's had a lot of good tournaments this year. He's been a nice, slow, steady uptick. And, we're seeing it this week, regardless of what happens the rest of the way, it's match play is so hard to figure, but, you can look at the parts of his game that are coming around and see that there's been a lot of progress.
Yeah. What do you think is the one thing or the two things that really have made the difference to bring him back in a steady, consistent form?
Well, I think one, he's just been a bit healthier. He's just been battling so many injuries for the last few years that disrupts your ability to get a good golf swing and you lose confidence. So I think some of that has come back, and it seems like he's putting better.
Yeah.
It just can be as simple as that, making some putts, getting some putts to go in. I think as we've seen with Tiger, when you're hurt and it's your back, it's hard to practice putting.
Oh yes.
So, we take it for granted, but you got to work on it. And I just wonder if that's part of it, and he's feeling better and he's able to put in the time.
You know, a lot of folks are putting. What's the big deal about putting? How's that going to hurt your back? Well, if you stand at a putting stance over a ball and you feel where the pressure is, your lower back and your hips, exactly where, you've been injured, you can't do it. You can do it a couple of times, but you can't do any serious putting practice. So it is really frustrating. And when you talk about Jason Day, the putts going in, that's confidence. It's half the game of putting is confidence, knowing and watching these guys just strike and it goes zips right in there. And they're like, yeah, got this. And then you walk to the next one. Yeah, I'm feeling this. It's the weirdest thing about this game.
No doubt. I mean, I think there was a big loss of confidence for him here over the last several years. It's been a while since he's won. I think 2018 You know, so it's been 5 years since he's won, and you know, he fell down the rankings. That means you're not getting into majors, and you know, that all starts to snowball. And when you're not getting into bigger tournaments, you're having a hard time keeping your world ranking up there, and all those things lead to doubts. You know, so it's good to see him back. He's playing Scottie Scheffler this afternoon. That's going to be a nice test for him. But I mean, either way, I don't think you should feel bad. I think it's, if he doesn't get it done against Scottie Scheffler, it's not the end of the world.
Do you think there'll be another match play event at some point? Because I know in years past, there have been times when all the top seeds have been, you know, destroyed. And it hasn't been all that captivating, but this year is quite amazing. We just have such a huge depth right now. In seems a shame to have all these, but Jason Day, Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy. You know, it's just the list is long. Max Homa didn't make it, but you know, it just keeps going on. You could name. Matt Kuchar being able to play. It's just wonderful to see so many players. Do you think there'll be maybe another match play come along?
You know, I don't think we're going to see it next year, but I do think that there's certainly room for it. And coming up with the right time of year, the right location. I mean, I think this golf course in Austin has been terrific for it. It's been a really good match play course, you know, and I you know, that's a big trick. That's part of it. I don't think this date is good for it. 2 weeks before the Masters, right, you know, 2 weeks after the Players Championship, had a lot of big golf lately.
Yep.
Arnold Palmer, you know, Riviera before that. And so now you're wedging this in and asking these guys to play a lot. And I just think they'd be better served having this at a different time of year. Now, that's easier said than done. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of big weeks on the schedule. And also, it doesn't appear, you know, the World Golf Championships are basically going away. You know, this is really the last one. And the designated events are sort of spoken for. So it won't be at that level. So you're going to have a match play tournament that would just have to be a regular event. And then it'll be interesting to see how you fill the field, because I think if it's not designated, you're going to have a hard time getting all the top guys. You know, they go strictly off the world rankings right now. Another thing is the format. I'm not sure this round robin thing is the answer. I mean, they went to this to make sure that guys were there for more than one day, which I completely understand. The problem is that there's a lot of anticlimactic matches on Friday, and that's not good either. You know, so I wonder if there's a way to do a modified double elimination or a loser's bracket type thing.
Yeah.
You know, so in other words, if you lose on the first day, you still get to play the next day. And if you win, you can maybe win a consolation. You know, maybe that's your way to third place or something like that.
Yeah.
Another thing is you could have stroke play qualifying. You know, like they do at the U.S. Amateur.
Right.
You could do 36 or even 54 holes of stroke play. That keeps guys around for 2 or 3 days, just like it is at regular tournaments. And then pare it down to 8 or 16 guys for the weekend, so you still have match play. That's another way to look at it. Hopefully, they'll put their heads together and come up with a good solution and a good time to do it.
Because we've always been talking about how there needs to be something other than stroke play all the time, something more interesting, whether it's teams, you know, so then LIV created teams, which has its, you know, I don't know about the costumes. I haven't really seen the costumes,
yeah.
But the idea of costumes is a little weird. But whatever, you know, lights your fire. So it seems like just stroke play all over and over and over and over again just it doesn't have the same kind of quality. And I hope.
No, I mean, listen, this is frankly the reason LIV exists, because there's probably just too much of what the PGA Tour is doing. And there's been a little bit of this haughtiness about 72-hole events. I mean, look, 72-hole stroke play is the best way to determine a winner. But it doesn't have to be the only way. Obviously, it's not going to change for the majors. It's not going to change for the players. It won't change for the designated events. But there's nothing wrong with having a few other tournaments that are, you know, just different. That's why, to me, the idea of 54 holes isn't so bad. The LPGA has three or four 54-hole events. You know, the NCAA's determined their individual champion through 54 holes. It's just a different way to do it. It's something that breaks it up.
Yeah.
You know, and so do teams, and so does, you know, if you had, you know, but look, they're going to play later this year. Finally, they're going to have a mixed team event. You know, frankly, I think they need to find a way to have that be a counting event. You know, have it be in the midst of the schedule where it counts. I don't know how you do that exactly, but there's got to be a way, or at least a tournament where they play, men and women play together on the same venue at the same time, and maybe they keep separate, obviously separate leaderboards. But these are sorts of things that might break it up a little bit and give us something else to look at. As opposed to the, you know, same old 72 holes.
Yep, I completely agree. You know, it just gets to be so rote. That's the word, rote. Okay, let's you know, Rory McIlroy is having a grand old time in the last 6 months or maybe longer, and he's on a tear. The only European to survive with the group of 16. You know, he's moving along here in match play. And he said something this week that a lot of people went like, what? Model local rule. He'll play it even if he doesn't have to play that ball. What was your take on his entire, like, honestly, for me, the major championships are the biggest deal. So if the PGA Tour doesn't implement it, I might still, I love that, might still, play the local roll ball, the model local roll ball, because I know that that'll give me the best chance and the best preparation leading into the major championships.
Yeah, look, it was a very interesting comment, and I think one thing we have to remember is we've got a ways to go before this gets done. I mean, there's basically a six-month comment period here that'll go through August, and then if they do enact it, it wouldn't be until 2026. But I think what Rory did there was he highlighted the idea of, could we really have different standards among the majors and the PGA Tour, because most PGA Tour players are against this, and I understand why. They spend a lot of time working on their equipment and getting it all dialed in. They spend, you know, hours upon hours practicing and figuring out the specs on their clubs and what ball matches up, and so to have to then change the ball would probably, you know, that would cause some stress. I get it. But on the other hand, you know, we can't keep moving golf courses yardages around. You can't keep growing rough up to your knees to make the courses play tougher. And so, you know, the governing bodies have tried to come up with a solution here. I'm not saying it's the solution, but it's also a, you know, it's something that shouldn't be a surprise. It's been talked about for a while. The interesting thing is, obviously, the U.S. Open and the British Open are going to do this. Their organizations are the rulemaking bodies that came up with this. The Masters has always gone along with the USGA, and Fred Ridley has hinted that he's been very curious to see them do something. You know, they don't want to have to keep moving their tees back at Augusta. So I could see those three majors going along with it. The PGA of America, which obviously, you know, that's the organization of club pros, they want to support their membership, and there's a sense that it would be bad for business. I'm not sure I agree with this, but there's a sense that it would be bad for business if you had different equipment for amateurs and pros. which is what this would do. It wouldn't affect us.
No.
It's elite players. So I actually happen to think that that's really not a thing.
I don't either.
I mean, I don't, you know, if I play a Pro V1, you know, or a Titleist golf ball, I'm probably not playing the same golf ball that Justin Thomas is playing, you know. And if it's if I like his brand, I'm going to play that ball, no matter if the specs are a little bit off, you know. Like I just think that's an overreaction on their part. There's not so many people in the world that are playing Tiger's Bridgestone ball. I mean, none of us would want to play that ball. It spins so much that it would be detrimental to the average player. Tiger, as skilled as he is, likes a ball that spins. You know, so there's a lot of stuff out there that I'm not quite sure I agree with, but yet I understand why the PGA of America would want to support its constituents, as would the PGA Tour.
Right.
You know, so it's going to be really interesting to see how this comes down.
And the bottom line is we're watching because, you know, we're talking about, 0.1% of the golfers in the world are going to be affected by this model local rule. Even, yeah, maybe that's even too large, you know, large a number that I just threw out there. For all of us, we never get to play the balls and we wouldn't want to play, as you mentioned, the balls that they use. And when they complain, the manufacturers say, well, we don't want to have to make a special. You already make special balls. You know, I just find it all interesting. Everybody's got their, you know, money in the pot. We've run out of time, and I wanted to ask you about the L. Evans Scholarship. If somebody, you know, has been a caddy and wants to go to Indiana University where they could possibly, you know, earn their way in on an Evans Scholarship, in 60 seconds, can you tell us how to go about doing that?
Yeah, listen, it's administered by the Western Golf Association, which is based in Chicago. They run the BMW Championship, the Western Amateur. They have a Corn Ferry Tour event. It's been around for a long time. It's named after Chick Evans, you know, the great amateur golfer. He was the first guy to win the U.S. Am and the U.S. Open in the same year in 1916. And it's mostly based in the Midwest, but it has expanded throughout the country. And basically, you just have to be a caddy somewhere. And if you're at a club or a place that supports caddies, or, you know, even things that are associated with caddying, working in a bag room or you know, cleaning clubs that for caddying, all those things are sort of in play. And I just would encourage people to go to the Western Open, the Western Golf Association website, or the Evans Scholar Foundation website. They're sort of this one and the same. And if you Google that, you can look up all kinds of information on how you can apply. Obviously, you're doing this while you're in high school. And, you know, I could talk about it for hours, obviously.
Yes.
It meant a lot to me.
We're going to...
You know, it was a big part of my life. So I appreciate anybody who wants to look into it.
We're going to have to talk about that together the next time you're on the road. Thank you so much for being with me while at home. And I just need to thank the people who make this show possible. Bob Herrig, thank you for being with us. Aloha.
Thanks for having me. Be well.
And Aloha Power Equipment's new megastore next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Iwile. Put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Yeah, they've got everything you need. Don't worry about losing your food in the refrigerator the next time we don't have electricity. Get a portable generator that would save your food and your sanity. It's Aloha Power Equipment, MD Restoration Flood from the inside or out. They'll take care of the problem for you right away. And because they're licensed contractors, if something needs to be fixed, they can do it for you. Their number is 528-3434. Rainer Garage Doors, beautiful look, maximum security, quiet. It's your first safety zone when that door shuts behind you. The Rainer door, adding value to your home as well. It's the perfect time. 676 676- 3667. We're so very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. You heard it today from one of our great PGAs. It takes a lot of time and love for this game to become a PGA, and they want to share all of their knowledge with you. So get in touch, give them a call, again, you know, at Aloha Section PGA. CYPAC for cybersecurity for your company, your organization. That's CYPAC, CYPAC. An elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Their number is 861-9595. Online, it's CYPAC.com. And if you're stumped about what to get for a friend, give Poipu Bay a call and get a gift certificate for them. I want to thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. We're at RadioGolfClub.com. That's where the podcast is or where you get yours. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.